Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Somebody lift your voice and just worship. Just lift your voice and worship. Come on, lift your voice. Lift your voice and worship. Oh, the Spirit of God is moving on those. Worship.
But I'd like to help you out to be.
Somebody just wave those hands.
Your video.
We just honor your presence.
Some type of knowledge.
That's what I'm
saying.
We just honor your presence.
Very Holy Spirit.
That's all we really want, Lord, is just to be where you are. Just to be in your presence. In all that I go through, somebody said, why? I said, because praise is what I do. Cause I love it all.
Praise the Lord. Praise the while I can.
I'm blessed. even when I'm going through.
When I'm going through.
See, I've learned. I will not be depressed. It doesn't even stand a chance.
Against the wall, it's what I do.
Does anybody want to experience God tonight?
Praise Lord, I do. What I do. Praise is what I do. That's what I do.
the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, because his name is
Jesus.
Blessed Savior. Oh yes, sir.
He's worthy.
He's worthy.
He's worthy.
From the rising.
We're gonna sing glory, hallelujah. gotta do it. Keep on doing it. You gotta keep on hand together. See them hands together.
Okay, that's, take the hands apart now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle and purify our hearts. Surround us in this place. Want you to breathe new life within us. Send a refreshing love, purify our hearts. Let your glory fill.
Let your glory fill this place.
Let your all-consuming fire, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Purify our hearts.
Surround us in this. Ask for the rain tonight. Let's ask for the rain. Say rain on us.
Rain on us.
Somebody needs him to breathe.
Rain on
us. Oh, shower down.
Shower down.
Shower down. Send your spirit, Lord.
Oh,
rain.
Rain on us.
Lord, breathe on your people.
Purify.
You can join in with the choir and help me say it one time. There.
I'd like to welcome everyone coming on the line this morning, or this afternoon, to our service. We are so delighted that you have decided to come to us to worship. Hallelujah. And to give God some praise and glory with us today. We are quite sure that you will enjoy the service and get something out of it to take you through the whole week. So we're asking you to relax, enjoy the service, get a pencil and a pen to take some notes to share with your family and friends during the week. We're asking you to enjoy the word and to come back next Sunday. So welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you in the holy name of Jesus Christ today, each and every one of you. Today, I'm going to read as our scripture from Genesis chapter 32, and we're going to start at verses 22 to verse 32. And I'm reading out of the New International Version. Okay. That night, Jacob got up and took his two wives, his two maidservants, and his 11 sons, and crossed the ford of the Jake. There he sent them across the stream. He sent over all his possessions. So Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak. When the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip so that his hip was wrenched as he wrestled with the man. Then the man said, "Let me go, for it is daybreak." But Jacob replied, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." "What is your name?" "Jacob," he answered. Then the man said, "Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with men and have overcome." Jacob said, "Please tell me your name." But he replied, "Why do you ask my name?" Then he blessed him there. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "It is because I saw God face to face, and yet my life was spared." The sun rose above him as he passed Peniel, and he was limping because of his hip. The Israelites do not eat the tendon attached to the socket of the hip, because the socket of Jacob's hip was touched near the tendon. This is the blessed word of the Lord for the blessed people of the Lord. Please put it into your hearts. Our most holy and gracious Father God, it's once again your humble servant come to you. Oh God, we come to you joyful, hallelujah, laughing, just enjoying being in your presence, God, happy and thankful, rejoicing, Father God, for another Sunday and another Sunday's service that you've allowed us to be in, Father God. We're exalting you this morning, Father, because you're holy God of heaven, because you're everything that we need in a day, in a time such as this, Father God. We thank you, God, for this day, for the early morning rising, Father God, even as we set our time back, Father God, because there's no time or limit with you or your love for us. And we say thank you today. Father God, we're asking you to bless this service today as our shepherdess come, Father God, with the word. And Father God, as you bless her, we're asking you to go all over the world that has stopped at this time to spread a word from you, Father God, that everyone that has an ear that will hear it, Father God, and put your word in their heart. And Father God, look to you, Father God, learn of you, and get a will to know you better, Father God. Our prayer today, Father God, is for the miracles that we know that you do, for healing of the land, for faith, for peace, for joy, for happiness, Father God. You know what your children stand in the need of, Father God. And we know that you are our provider. You're our healer. You're the doctor. You're our lawyer. Oh, Father God, you're everything. Father God, you're the greatest thing that ever happened. And we're thanking you, Father God, that you love us so. Father, words cannot describe the love you have for us. So we say glory, hallelujah to you today, Father God. Even as we hear a word from you, God, our hearts are rejoicing. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, give us traveling mercies this week as we go to and fro. We're asking you to cover us with your blood of protection. And we thank you, God, for the angels that you sent to be around us, Father God, blocking us from hurt, harm, and danger, Father God. And we thank you for your grace and your mercy that you've given us each and every day, Father God. Thank you for being so holy, so righteous, so gracious, and being our comforter. Even if we have bereaved hearts, Father God, you're soothing us, all our doubts and fears, Father God, and you're working things out for your glory and for your good. And we say thank you, God. We give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor, God, because our hallelujahs and all our glories belong to you. So we exalt you, we magnify you, we lift you up. We sing praises to your name, O Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for this opportunity. We don't take it for granted, for your praise, Father God. It's an honor. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing us. For your service. Father God, we're asking you to accept the prayer, and we're giving it to you, God, in love with you. Father God, with no repercussion from the enemy. For it's in your mattress lay, we do pray. Satan's defeated. Darkness is dispelled. You, Jesus Christ, is Lord of Lords, and you are King of Kings. Amen. Amen. And amen. Now it's my pleasure to introduce our speaker of the hour, our pastor, Alfreda Bradford, who's going to come with the word today, Father God. We're so grateful for her. She is a wonderful woman, kind, sweet, humble, very knowledgeable, just a wonderful person to know, a wonderful person to study under. And I know she's coming with a powerful word to feed our spirits, to take us through the week. So we're going to listen to her after a song or two. I'm not sure, but it's all good in Jesus' precious name. So after the song, we're giving the service over to our pastor, Alfreda Bradford. And all I can say is, preach, Pastor, hallelujah. The floor is yours.
Voice, we are your song. You are our God. are your people. You are the light we standing on.
Father God, we bless you and we thank you.
Not by might.
Not by might.
Not by power.
Not by power.
Send your spirit, God.
Send your spirit, God.
Send your spirit, God.
Send your spirit, God. Hallelujah. Not by might.
Not by power.
Not by power.
Send
your spirit. Send your spirit, God. Send your spirit, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, we say thank you for another opportunity, Father God, to minister the word of God that will never return unto you void, Father God, but it will always, always, absolutely always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. Thank you, thank you, thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen, amen, amen. We want to bless everyone. Amen, and thank you again. We pray that you have received the welcome address as it has been given by our minister, Joanne Thurman, here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. I am Pastor Alfreda Bradford. Lifting up the name of Jesus, amen, and it is my pleasure to do so. Amen, amen, and amen. We want to thank God for the word of God that has already been read in our hearing on this morning, coming out of the book of Genesis, chapter number 32, verse number 22. Glory be to God. Oh, one of our favorite, amen, hallelujah, stories in the Bible, amen, with Jacob wrestles with God. Oh, yes, he does. Amen. We are continuing our series on today, amen, as we are talking about keeping the vision alive, keeping the vision alive. And we want to see what God, amen, wants to say to us today through this portion of a scripture. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Beloved, amen, hallelujah. We know about Jacob and Esau. Jacob and Esau, amen, who were twin brothers, amen. Glory be to God. And Jacob, amen, had sold the birthright from his brother Esau, who was the firstborn, and Jacob ran for his life after that, because when Esau found out that he had been deceived by his own brother, by his own twin brother, he got angry because he was the firstborn and he wanted the birthright. But Jacob and Jacob's mother sort of swindled it from Isaac. Amen. They sort of stole it. Amen. Glory be to God. But Esau was angry, angry, angry. And so Esau, amen, glory be to God, was determined he was going to kill his brother. I'm talking about he just wasn't talking. Amen. Graveyard dead. Amen. He was going to kill him. Amen. So Jacob knew his brother. Amen. Because they came out of the womb. Glory be to God. Esau came first. And Jacob came second, born on the same day, amen, out of the womb of their mother. And so what Jacob did, Jacob ran for his life. He ran for his life. He said, I got to get out of here. He said, because my brother is going to kill me because I stole something. I deceived him. It's a terrible thing to be deceived, beloved. Amen. But this is what Jacob did. Amen. Glory be to God. So, beloved, amen, Jacob, amen, glory be to God, finally reached a point in his life, glory be to God, where he got tired of being tired. Matter of fact, when we read in previous chapters, if you read in the 28th chapter of Genesis, you'll find out where Jacob got saved. Amen. During the course of running, amen, he had an encounter with God. And so when you read in Genesis chapter number 28, verses 10 through 22, you found out that Jacob got saved. Oh, glory be to God. It makes a difference. Hallelujah. When we give our hearts and life to Christ, it makes a difference. Hallelujah. So after Jacob's conversion, amen, he had a change of heart. He began to feel sorry, amen, and he regretted the things that he had done and his sinfulness. He regretted the deceitfulness, that he was a deceiver. He deceived his brother. He deceived himself. He was not happy, amen, with the life of the flesh. Oh, glory be to God. Brother Jacob, amen, was ready for a change. He was ready for a change. And he said, no, this is not who I am. This is not who God has called me to be. Glory be to God. He said, there's something on the inside of me. Glory be to God. That God has made me bigger than this. That God created me better than this. God did not create me to be a deceiver. No. God has, hallelujah, special work for me to do. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said, I can't see it with my natural eyes, but my heart sees it. There's some vision inside of me. There's some life inside of me. There's a calling inside of me. There's a mission inside of me. There's something bigger and better than this, other than me living the low life. He said, I can't continue to live the low life. I can't continue to live the life lying and cheating and telling half-truths. Glory be to God, and running to my grave. He said, no. He said, amen, I want what God has for me, beloved. Amen, hallelujah. We want to talk to you just for a couple minutes this morning. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? It's the subject of our lesson on today, our message. How bad do you want it? Glory be to God. He said there's something on the deep down. Glory be to God. He said, if I could just go a little bit deeper and tap it, glory, I know it's in there. Glory be to God. He said, I got to have it. I got to get it. Glory be to God. He knew that he was fearfully and wonderfully made. He knew that when God created him, before the foundation of the world, God said it was good. And being a deceiver is not good. Being a liar is not good. Living a life of sin is not good. Living beneath my privilege is not good. Joseph said, I want it and I want it bad. How bad do you want it, beloved? The greatness that's on the inside of you, your uniqueness, something, amen, that God has called you to do that can't nobody else do. Well, that thing that makes you different, that thing that makes you super bad, that thing that God has given you the anointing for, hallelujah, but you haven't been able to discover it yet. Glory be to God, because you got to come high to get it. God says his ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. He didn't say we couldn't have it, but he said you got to come higher. Glory be to God. And Jacob said, I'm ready now to come higher. So it tells us in our scripture, amen, in verse number 24, that Jacob was left alone. Sometimes, beloved, let me tell you, it's a blessing to be by yourself. It's a blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes God will put you on top of the shelf. He'll isolate you, sitting there all by yourself. Even if you're around other people, you all by yourself. Glory be to God, isolated. While God is operating, let me tell you something. Glory be to God, when the surgeon gets through finished, amen, with working on you, amen, they don't send you right back home. No, you got to go in ICU. You got to go into recovery. You have to be isolated. Glory be to God, until you're strong enough. So sometimes God, amen, set you up all by yourself. You can't figure out what's going on. Jacob was left alone. Nobody but him. And the Bible tells us that he wrestled with a man until the breaking of the day. He wrestled with a man. Oh, he didn't know who that man was. He didn't know who that man was in the beginning. All he knew, he was in a wrestling match. All night long, wrestling. All night long, couldn't sleep. All night long, tossing and turning. All night long, glory be to God. Hallelujah. During the midnight hour, 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, no rest, no sleep, no break, wrestling with a man, till the breaking, till the day, until the sun came up, until it was a new day, Oh, glory be to God. Somebody say weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Glory be to God. And here, beloved, hallelujah, Jacob was running for his life. Esau was after him to kill him. If Esau had caught up with him, there would have been a wrestling match between Esau and Jacob. But guess what? Jacob wasn't wrestling with Esau. Here, beloved, because Jacob had come to a decision where he said, enough is enough already. Come on. Can I hear somebody say enough is enough? Turn around and tell your neighbor, say enough is enough. Y'all remember the prodigal son? When the prodigal son cashed in his inheritance because the boy was loaded and he couldn't wait for his daddy to die to spend his money. He said, give me my money right now because it's taking you too long to die. And the father gave him his request. And he took his loot, went out there in the world, made a whole bunch of friends because you always got friends when you got some money. Glory be to God, and partied hardy until the money ran out. And let me tell you something about money. If you keep spending it without replenishing it, the money is going to run out. Well, when the money ran out, his friends ran out. And he found himself with no friends. Instead of friends, he was living with pigs. He was living with swines in the hog pen. Glory be to God. Well, the Bible tells us that one day the prodigal son sitting there with the pigs, feeding the pigs, a Jew feeding the pigs, he said to himself, come on somebody, it's time to talk this morning. He came to himself and said, enough is enough. Beloved, sometimes you got to talk to yourself. You've been talking to family and they done gave you the hand. They ain't even listening to you no more because all you've been doing is talking. Talking to them. But beloved, let me tell you, you got to have a conversation with yourself. And the prodigal son said, enough is enough. I'm going home to my daddy's house. And his daddy didn't shove him. But when his daddy saw him coming from a distance, the family, the father ran and met him halfway and said, welcome home, son. Welcome home. Well, guess what? The same thing happened here to Jacob. Jacob said, enough is enough. I ain't living like this. I ain't living and dying going out like this. Now, it might have been fun in the beginning. It might have tickled me a little bit in the beginning. It might have been exciting and exuberating in the beginning. But he said, I'm tired now. I ain't perpetrating no more. Today is the day of my surrender. Oh, glory be to God. Can I hear somebody tell the Lord yes today? Tell the Lord yes. And so here, beloved, Jacob found himself in a wrestling match. But instead of wrestling with Esau, his enemy, his blood brother, he had to contend with Jehovah himself. Hey, my God, but let me tell you something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes we find ourselves in a wrestling match. Hallelujah. With God himself. We thought it was our enemy. We thought it was somebody else, but we come to find out in a minute that it was Jehovah Jireh. Glory be to God. And baby, your arms are too short to box with God. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Father God, we say thank you. Beloved, amen. So here he is wrestling with God. Beloved, God cannot give victory to the flesh. This is why the fight took so long. Because first Jacob was trying to win in the flesh. But baby, your flesh can't win. Oh, no, your flesh got to die. Oh, flesh and blood will not inherit the kingdom of God. Oh, no, we cannot walk by flesh. We walk by faith and not by sight. We cannot live this Christian life in the flesh because our carnality and our carnal nature actually is an enemy to the cross of Christ. Glory be to God. And so this is why the fight took so long. Some of you fighting right now. Some of you fighting right now and you're wondering why it's taking so long. Why you haven't got the breakthrough yet. Why? Because God is trying to get through your flesh. Oh, my God. Oh, Jacob couldn't knock this one out in an hour. He couldn't knock this one out in a moment. This one here took an all-night contention. Why? Because the flesh had to be dealt with. Beloved, it is a broken heart that begins to experience what divine power means. God said, rend your heart and not your garment. Oh, glory be to God. God wants a broken heart. God wants us, beloved, amen, not to be crying because we got caught. He wants us crying because we're godly sorry. God wants a heart of surrender. Glory be to God, not because somebody was able to peep you. Somebody with the gift was able to discern you. You got caught in the action. No, God don't want that. God wants you, glory be to God, when you say, I'm ready to turn. I'm ready to come out with my hands up. I'm ready to turn in your direction. If my people call by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Jacob said, I'm ready to turn. Glory be to God. Beloved. And so the Bible tells us, amen, because Jacob gave this thing all he had. Now, you know this was a serious wrestling match. Anytime a man wrestles with God himself all night, when God can take you out in a minute, God can take you out in a second, but God in his grace and his mercy, he wants to work through your issues. Oh, God wants to work through your circumstances, through your dilemmas, through your idiosyncrasies. God is willing in his patience and long-suffering to work through you, hallelujah, deal with what needs to be dealt with. And this is what happened here. And the Bible says, amen, because Jacob was so adamant, glory be to God, that the angel grabbed a hold, hallelujah, of his thigh. Oh, glory be to God. And you know that had to be a change. Beloved, hallelujah. It was better for the sun to rise upon a limping Israel than to set upon a lying Jacob. Glory be to God. It was better for the sun to rise up with Jacob being changed as opposed to the sun going down and Jacob being in the same old mess. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Jacob, for his misconduct, and he was a bad boy, he was exiled from the promised land, hallelujah, having nothing but his staff. When Jacob ran from his brother Esau, running for his life, he didn't have time to take nothing but his staff. Oh, glory be to God. But beloved, when he returns back after this wrestling match, he returns a wealthy man. He was lame, but he was wealthy. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. He had the promise. He had the breakthrough, but he came limping. Baby, let me tell you something. It's better to walk with a limp and with the promise as opposed to walking straight and empty. Glory be to God. So Israel cast out of Jehovah's land because of her sin. Hallelujah, will return with abundance, but broken and contrite in spirit. So here Jacob is. Here Jacob is wrestling with Jehovah. All night long, wrestling with Jehovah. Hallelujah. And he tells him in verse number 26, he said, I ain't going to let you go until you bless me. Jacob said, I ain't going to let you go until you bless me, Father, because I want it. God, touch me. God, deliver me. God, set me free. I'm tired of being the same old person. I'm not happy, Father God. I'm depressed. Father God, I don't want to keep living like this. I refuse to go on like this. I'm crying out, Father, touch me. Father, bless me. Father, change me. Beloved, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? When you get tired of faking the funk, when you get tired of living just trying to impress people, the people have something to good say about you, but deep down on the inside, you're empty. Deep down on the inside, you're rotten. Deep down on the inside, you're lonely. Deep down on the inside, you're depressed. Deep down on the inside, you're unhappy, because you know that God has more for you than this. God didn't create me for this. He created me for something else. And I don't know what the something else is, but God knows I want it. And God, I'm getting it tonight. I'm getting it today. I'm not gonna let you go till you bless me. Woo, my God. We had no interruptions. The coast has been cleared. Hallelujah. God cleared the way because God knew that this was the moment of the turnaround. He said, I'm not going to let you go till you bless me. Beloved, when sore broken by that mighty hand, he ceased to wrestle and he clung with weeping and supplications. Jacob clung, glory be to crying out to God, crying out in desperation, in spirit, and in truth, with the very hand who wounded him, with the very hand who gave a limp in his thigh. Oh, now he's crying out, hallelujah, woo, to those very hands. Let me tell you something, hallelujah, the hands who created you, hallelujah, glory be to God, the same God, yesterday, today, and forever, hallelujah. It was not until this moment when Jacob cried out with all his heart that I ain't going to let you go. I ain't going to let, if I die fighting, just bury me. I ain't going to let you go. I'm not worried about eating. I'm not worried about my family. I'm not worried about my children. I ain't worried about my money. I ain't worried about nothing. All I know is I'm not leaving this night until you bless me. Can somebody tell the Lord, Father God, I'm not going another day. I'm not going another night. I'm not going another hour. I'm not going another season till you bless me. Because I'm tired of the old life. I'm tired of living beneath my privilege. I'm tired of living on the bottom of the food chain. I'm tired of living in this cave. I'm tired, and I'm ready to come out. I'm coming out. And you're the only one that can do it, Father God. Will you help? Will you help? Beloved, it was not, hallelujah, until that time when Jacob got the victory. Woo! And the glorious name, God changed his name. God asked him in verse number 27. He said, all right, he said, what's your name? Let me tell you something. Beloved, God knew Jacob's name. God is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He doesn't have a case of amnesia. Huh? God knew Jacob's name. But what did God, why did God ask Jacob, what's your name? Because he wanted Jacob to admit who he was. Ah, beloved, you got to be true. You got to be true. He said, I'm Jacob. He said, yeah, I'm a liar. He said, I'm a supplanter. To God, ask you who's your name, beloved. You got to be real. Father God, I need help. Because you know what? I got some stuff in my heart. What's your name? Well, you know, I got a little envy. Yes, Father God, I got a little disobedience. I'm a little jealous. I'm a liar. Yeah, Father, you know, I'm a little adulterer, fornicator. You know, I think evil thoughts. Then you got to call it like it is. Because God already knows. He said when we confess our sins, he will be faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Jacob could have said, well, Lord, you know my name. No, come on, let's go deep. Let's go. Let's get to the bottom of this today. Today, Lord, I don't want to go one more day. I don't have the strength to go one more day. Let's get to the bottom of this. Lord, yeah, it's me. I'm a hater. That's what Jacob did. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. See, because when Jacob, beloved, admitted who he was, hallelujah, now he that was a requirement before he could receive, hallelujah, what he is, who God is and what God made him. You got to get rid of the old to get the new. Hallelujah. Behold, if any person be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Truth. Somebody say truth. say truth. God is a spirit. We who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Somebody say truth. Come on now. It's part of our armory. Ah, the belt of truth. Baby, let me tell you something about liars. Liar, liar, pants on fire. No liar will have their part in God's kingdom. Read Revelation. You want to know why? Because every time you tell a lie, you associate with the devil. Because the devil is the father of lies. And you cannot, beloved, amen, hallelujah, have God and the devil. You got to make a choice who you want. You got to make a choice who you going to follow. Glory be to God. True faith requires that we admit what we are before we can receive what he is. Father God, forgive me. I'm just a bona fide sinner. I'm just a sinner acting like a sinner, thinking like a sinner. Father God, hallelujah. Said I was born again, but Father God, I don't know. Maybe I need to say the sinner's prayer one more time. And beloved, when Jacob made this confession, because he was ready, glory be to God, he said, God, I want what you got for me. I don't want to live in the pig's pen when I can live up in the penthouse. I don't want it, Father God. I want what you got for me. And verse number 28 tells us that Jacob, God changed Jacob's name to Israel. He said, boy, you're right. He said, you're right. He said, you done tapped gold tonight. He said, you went deep. You went deep into that thing I put in you when you was born out of your mother's womb. When you came out of her womb holding the ankle of your twin brother. He said, yeah, that thing right there, you done tapped into it. Glory be to God. Beloved, can anybody tap into what God has put in you? Can anybody tap into the vision? Can anybody tap into the longing? That thing that God has put in your heart that's keeping you tossing and turning and unhappy. You got money, but you're unhappy. You're living fine, but you got money. You got all the worldly stuff. You're close to having it if you don't, and you're still unhappy because you haven't tapped into what did God put inside of me? What does God want me to do? Where am I supposed to be? What am I supposed to do? And Jacob tapped into it, glory be to God. And when he confessed his sins, and the Lord said, you're right. Hallelujah. He said, your name is no longer Jacob. You're no longer a deceiver. You're no longer a supplanter. He said, I'm changing your name to Israel. You got it now, Jacob. He said, your name has been changed. Your name indicates that you are a prince of God. You've been living like a worm and a snake, but you was a prince the whole time. But now you know it. He said, now you will rule as gods. You have tapped into your destiny. You have tapped into your purpose. So you have to wrestle to get it, but you got it. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. Hallelujah. And beloved, when we keep reading, we find out that the change was instant, that very moment. But yet, it was gradual. Glory be to God. And the Bible tells us in verse number 29 that he blessed him there. Beloved, amen. Jacob wrestled all night to the breaking of the day. And when the new day came, Jacob was blessed. Jacob was blessed in the new day. Turn around and tell your neighbor, say, I'm blessed in the new day. Oh, I cried my last tear on yesterday. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Glory be to God. I am blessed in the new day. God blessed him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It was not until when Jacob asked the angel. Jacob said, now what's your name? That's when Jacob figured out that he was wrestling with God. Baby, let me tell you something. Be careful how you entertain angels. Because thereby some people have entertained angels unaware. Glory be to God. You thought it was your enemy, but it was God. Oh, my God. You thought it was your next door neighbor, but it was God. You thought it was some bum Hallelujah. When the sun rose up after that wrestling match, the sun rose on a crippled Jacob. He came crippled. Glory be to God. But guess what? He got his blessing. Beloved, you prefer to have a limp in your blessing or to walk straight and be without? Oh, glory be to God. If the Lord is to reveal himself to an individual, beloved, the flesh must be crippled. You can't have the blessing in your flesh. That's what the Lord trying to tell you. You cannot have the blessing in your flesh. You got to come out of this flesh. You got to mortify. You've been trying to get the blessing in your current situation. God said, no, the flesh got to die. Ah, my God. Hallelujah. That's why Brother Paul said, amen, the things I said I was going to do, amen, I never did it. The things I said, amen, I wasn't going to do, I found myself doing it. Oh, wretched man that I am. Then he goes on to say, amen, hallelujah. But when he determined that the flesh had to die, baby, when the flesh had to die and you walk into the spirit, this robe of flesh will drop and rise to seize the everlasting prize. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen. The flesh must be crippled. Hallelujah. Which is the moral of this story here with Jacob and the angel. Glory be to God. This is an absolute necessity. Beloved, let me say this. Glory be to God. As we're talking about vision. Hallelujah. To have vision, glory be to God, you must choose where you want to go in life. Jacob had to choose. Jacob could have kept running from his brother until he just died, and they said, bury me. Tell his family, bury me right here. He could have, but he said, oh, no. Jacob made a choice. He chose where he wanted to go in life. He said, I want what God has for me. He didn't want to die as Jacob. He wanted to die as Israel. He didn't know he was Israel at that time, but he knew it was on the inside of him. He knew it was something more on the inside of him. He couldn't tell you what it was, but he knew it was there. Beloved, you have to do the same thing. You have to want to go. You have to know where you want to go in life. You have to know it. You have to choose. Amen. If there's more for me, I want it. The question this morning is, how bad do you want it? And then after you make that decision, beloved, you have to be decisive in carrying it, amen, out. Glory be. You have to make a decision. Say, I'm going to do this thing. I'm in it to win it. I'm in it to win it. Something on the inside of you, beloved. I'm talking to you as I wind down this morning. Let me tell you the difference. I was ministering to somebody yesterday, and they was telling me how unhappy they was. Glory be to God in their job. Glory be to God because they're doing something, amen, that they're not really happy with doing. Let me tell you the difference between having a true work and just having a job. Because, beloved, when you have a true work, when you're doing what you know God has called you to do, what you was born to do, glory be to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, you're going to be happy. When you have a true work, that's doing, amen, what you was born to do. God created me to do this. That's why you're happy with it. That's why it comes easy. Glory be to God. That's why you look forward to it. Give you a reason to get out of bed in the morning. See, when you just have a job, something to do to make a couple of dollars, it's just a preliminary until you are ready to fulfill the vision. See, the reason you haven't stepped into your vision yet is you ain't ready. You making a whole bunch of excuses, but to just tell the truth, you just ain't ready. You blame it on this and blame it on that and blame it on that. But the truth of the matter is you ain't ready. Jacob wasn't ready. The prodigal son wasn't ready. But when they got ready for it, it was ready for them. Because guess what? It was in them all the time. Let me tell you something, beloved. Amen. When you're not doing what the Lord has called you to do, when it's something on the inside of you that needs to come out, you will feel depressed. I just don't know why I'm so depressed. I just don't know why I'm so heavy. I just don't know why. Because you're not doing what God called you to do. And it's not going to change. You can go on vacation for 3 months. You're going to come back depressed. Because you still haven't said yes to what God has called you to do. You cannot be happy outside of what God has called you to do. beloved. And you're going to be depressed until you are able to take action on your vision and it becomes clear to you. Write the vision, make it plain, make it plain. Okay, I think I know what God wants me to do. And you go a little bit deeper and go a little bit deeper and go a little bit deeper. And you say, okay, this is it. This is it. This is it, Father God. This is it. I say yes. One of the most significant questions you must answer for yourself is, what do I want? Proverbs 3 tells us God will grant us the desires of our heart as we delight ourselves in him. Where do you think that desire in your heart came from? I want to do this, but I don't know. I ain't got the money. I want to do this, but people going to laugh at me. I want to do this, but it's never been done before. I want to do this. Baby, you got to stop all that. You want to do this because God wants you to do it too. That's why it's in you. That's why you can't shake it. What do I want and how bad do you want it? See, Jacob wanted it, but he didn't want it bad enough. In the beginning, he wanted it, but he didn't want it bad enough. We want it, but we don't want. See, we don't want it bad enough because we're able to shake it, go another day, go another week, go another year, and it gets worse and it gets worse and it gets worse till we get to the point we say, heck no. He said, this is it. And don't look, some of us probably cuss. All right. This is it. Y'all know the cuss words for this is it. Yeah, okay. Let me tell you, beloved. When you get ready to do what God wants you to do and what God has created you to do and fulfilling your destiny, God will allow things to happen to encourage you to get you there. Let me tell y'all what happened. Let me tell y'all what happened. Let me tell y'all what happened. And I don't, baby, that was all part of your destiny. This is all preparation. You're in training for reigning. And let me tell y'all what happened. And we know that all things work together for good. What is God doing, beloved? God accept what God allows. God allowed all these things to happen, amen, prepping you and encouraging you to get you to where you belong. When we read the story of Jacob and the angel, beloved, amen, in this scripture here in Genesis 32, these series of events represent a climatic point in Jacob's spiritual growth. Homeboy was ready now. He was ready. You know how it is when our children, amen, glory be to God, they're doing things, but they ain't ready yet because they're just underage. They're not ready. They're not mentally ready. They're just not ready. But guess what? Jacob was ready. And when you get ready, see, all that hell you've been through, that was to help grow you up. All that torture you've been through, all them circumstances you've been through, that was to grow you up. To get you ready. Turn around and tell your neighbor, I'm ready now. Glory be to God. See, when Jacob, amen, Jacob in this final climatic moment here, Jacob proved that he could persevere and overcome without cheating. He didn't have to cheat his brother no more. He didn't have to cheat nobody no more. And without cheating, he could persevere. Without cheating, he could overcome. When I play with my grandchildren and we play cards and stuff, when they come, sometimes they like to cheat. And I say, baby, you don't have to cheat to win in life. That's what I put down in them when they be trying to, amen, cheat, glory be to God, and try to trick grandma. I say, you don't have to cheat to win in life. This is what Jacob, amen, finally discovered. He saw that his own strength was futile, and he humbly sought help from God. Glory be to God. And from the point when he got saved, amen, and Genesis 28, to this point, he had undergone tremendous spiritual growth. Beloved, that's why we got to keep going. You just don't do a sinner's prayer, amen, and think it's over. No, you do a sinner's prayer, and that's the beginning of your walk and your growth in the Lord's kingdom. Jacob here was a different man after this encounter with God than the one who had tricked his brother through deceit. Jacob was changed. Beloved, when you receive your vision, when you receive the manifestation of what God has called you to do, you are changed. You are focused. You are directed now. See, vision demands change by its very nature. Vision involves change and new ways of thinking. I'm not thinking the old way no more. Romans 12. Be ye conformed to this world. Be ye not transformed by the renewing of your mind. Huh? Be ye conformed and not transformed. New ways of thinking. I'm not thinking about cheating on my body no more. I'm not thinking about deceit no more. I'm not thinking about being angry and holding that anger in my heart no more. I'm not thinking about being jealous over nobody no more. I got a new way of thinking now. Because I got a focus. I got a direction. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I'm focused on the prize. Hallelujah. I'm focused on what God has called me to do. I'm busy. I ain't got time for your mess, baby. Because I'm busy. My mind is occupied on where I'm going and what God has called me to do. Beloved, and it can keep you constantly, change can keep you unsettled. Glory be to God, constantly unsettled. It can. It's why a lot of people don't like to embrace change. Yet this continual newness helps you in the process of fulfilling your life's purpose. Beloved, when you say yes to the will of the Lord and yes to the vision and what God has called you to do, it's going to keep you fluid. It's going to keep you constant. It's going to keep you ready for the next thing. It's like being on a roller coaster ride. What's next, Lord? What's next, Lord? Glory be to God. But beloved, he had to be changed because you can't get your future living in your past. Come on, somebody, talk to me. I'm winding it down. You cannot get your future living in your past. You see, Jacob didn't go back looking for the good old days. Y'all, yeah, the good old days. Remember we used to sit around the campfire? Remember we used to sit on the door, on the steps and do this? Y'all remember the good old days? No, brother. No. Stop it right now. But let me tell you this. Vision is always future focus. Now, we can go back and build on the past, but we cannot return to it. And beloved, if you have a tendency to want to return to the good old days, glory be to God, no, it won't work. It won't match your vision. Glory be to God. You can build on it. But we are meant to progress in what God has planned for you. I'm not looking back. I'm moving ahead. I'm here to proclaim to you. My past is over. You make all things new. See, Jacob returned back after this encounter when he discovered his purpose as Israel. He left as Jacob, but he was coming back as Israel. He left as a liar, but he was coming back as a prince. He left with a staff, but he was coming back blessed. Glory be to God. Jacob returned with a clear vision, and Jacob returned with a passion that kept him moving forward in life, beloved. Hallelujah. Let me ask you a question. Is your vision for your life something that will live on after you've gone? Amen. As we know, Israel still remains today, beloved, because of that encounter that Jacob had. Hallelujah. With that Israel on that night. Hallelujah. Jacob, Israel's been long dead and buried, but the vision lives on. Hallelujah. Your vision should be something that lives on long after you have gone. And it's already on the inside of you, beloved. Something that's greater. Hallelujah. That has greater lasting power than your possessions. Because everything on earth we're going to lose. We brought nothing in. We're not going to take anything out, but your vision will live on forever. It'll live on to the next generation, to the next generation, to the next generation. Hallelujah. Until there's generations no more. But the first thing that you need to do, this is all you need to do. I'm going to help somebody right here. Just ask God to confirm it. Jacob asked the Lord to confirm it. Don't be scared to talk to God. God will talk back to you. Say, God, okay, I think this is what you're calling me to do. Will you please confirm it? God, I want to do your will. I'm tired, Father God, of being out of the zone. I think I got it. Please confirm it. Hallelujah. Jacob said, I'm not going to let you go till you bless me. And that's what God did. He blessed him and gave him a new name, Israel, one who strives with God. Beloved, as we're talking about vision, a definition of vision that expresses its forward-looking quality is a clear conception. The definition of vision is a clear conception of something that is not yet a reality. You can't see it, but I can see it. I can see it with my mind's eye. You can't see it. You ain't supposed to see it. This is my vision. You see what you see. I see what I see. See, because after a while, everybody going to see. A clear conception of something that is not yet a reality is on the inside of you. When he called him Israel, nobody saw that because the boy was still a liar. But the Israel was on the inside of him. It wasn't yet a reality. Let God call it out, beloved. Ask God to confirm it. Woo! And he wrestled for it. Are you ready to wrestle for it? Are you ready to wrestle for it? Say, I got to have it. I got to have it. In order to find your vision, beloved, you must be in touch with values and priorities of the kingdom. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these other things going to be added unto you. Oh, glory be to God. Let me ask you this. What things in your life are distracting you from the real business of your life? What things in your life are distracting you from the real business, what God has called you to do? Who's holding you up? Who's blocking you? How is tradition and memories of good things affecting your progress of your vision? Because you stuck in the good old days and what happened on yesterday. Beloved, we have to glean the good from the past, but we have to make plans to move forward in our vision. I want to encourage you today, amen, please make a plan to refocus your vision. This day before the sun goes down, find a couple minutes, get a paper and pencil, and make a plan to refocus your vision. It's time, beloved. Wrestle for it. And then ask God to confirm what he has put in your heart for you to do. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Beloved, your vision will bother you until you take action on it. Your vision is going to bother you until you take action on it. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? Are you ready to wrestle for it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you ready to wrestle? When Jacob got up that day, the next morning, he was limping. He was limping, but he was singing too. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. You can't make me doubt him. You can't make me doubt him. You can't make me doubt him in my heart. You can't make me doubt him. I know too much about him. You can't make me doubt him in my heart. Beloved, God has put something special on the inside of you. I don't care what your name is. It's already in there. You was born with it. Something for you to do. Something for you to accomplish. Something for you to achieve for his glory. For this generation, the next generation, and generations to come. Don't let the devil steal it from you. It's time to get it back. The question is, do you want it? And if you say yes, the question is, how bad do you want it? And are you ready to wrestle for it? Amen and amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. We give your name the praise, the glory, and all the honor, Father God. Father God, we say thank you that we have finally come to a point in a season where we say enough is enough. Father God, we make up our mind. We're not going another day, another night, another weekend. We're not going to wait to Christmas, New Year's, next year. Father God, we say this day, this night. Father God, we surrender. We come out, Father God. Father God, we're ready to wrestle in it. We're ready to seek you until we find you. Father God, you said when we seek you with our whole heart, then will we find you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we're asking you to confirm what it is you want us to do. We already got an idea, but we're halfway scared. We already got an idea, but we're not clear. We already got an idea, but we're something like Mary. When Mary found out that she was pregnant, that she was going to bring forth Jesus, she asked the angel, how can this thing be? Some of us are asking, how can this thing be? Help us to let it all go and just say yes. Just say yes. Whatever you want. Whatever you want, we say yes to your will, yes to your way, because we're tired of being depressed. We're tired of being angry. We're tired, Father. This is not us, but we know it's you trying to get our attention that we're moving in the wrong direction. We're not doing what you called us to do, and we won't be happy till we do it. So we're ready to be happy. We're ready, Father. And as long as you go with us, we'll go. As long as you go with us, we'll go. Thank you, Father. Thank you. We said we want it real bad. He who hunger and thirst after righteousness will be filled. And as a deer panteth after the waters, O our soul longeth after thee. You alone are our heart's desire, and we long to worship thee. Amen. Amen and amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. If you don't know Jesus and the pardon of your sins, you want to start right there. How bad do you want it? Your first step is to acknowledge him as Lord and Savior. Come on, I'm gonna help you right now. Follow me. Amen. Father, just repeat after me. Father God, I'm a sinner. I come and I confess my sins before you. I ask that you would forgive me. I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior of the universe, and I invite Jesus to come in now into my heart to live, to rule, to reign. Father, I ask that you would save me, and I thank you for doing so. Thank you for forgiving me for all my sins. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death, and thank you for confirming that my name is written in the book of life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. There it is. There it is. If you just said that, guess what? You're born again. Amen. Your sins are forgiven. Hallelujah. If you die tonight, you're going to heaven. You just been snatched out of the kingdom of hell and adopted into God's royal family. Amen. Now, as a newborn baby, you have to grow and mature. You need to find a good ministry, sit under it, have a good leadership such as this one. Amen. Sit under it and grow and mature. Amen. And hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. And find out what the Lord would have you to do. Now, before we close, amen, those of you, amen, that are born again, but you've never found your purpose, you ain't quite sure. You've been doing this, doing that, and you still ain't happy because you haven't been tapped into it. Amen. Glory be to God. Come on, let's say a little word of prayer. Father God, in Jesus' name, thank you for the message that came forth today. Father God, you know I'm depressed. You know I'm very unhappy. I'm suppressed, Father God. I want to know my purpose. I want to know my will. I want to know what you have for me to do. Father God, I ask that you would help me to discover it. Help me to tap into it. Father God, I ask that you would confirm it so I know without a shadow of a doubt that this is your purpose and your will for me. Help me to embrace it. And then, Father God, by faith, one step at a time, help me to move into the direction to fulfill it for your glory, for your honor, and for your praise. Thank you, Father. Forgive me for running. Forgive me for being stagnant. But Father God, I come to say whatever I need to do. If I need to wrestle with you, Father God, let's get the wrestling on. Amen. Whatever needs to take place, my soul says yes to your will and yes to your way. In Jesus' name we thank you. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. All right, there it is, there it is. And God's word will not return unto him void, but it will always accomplish everything that he has sent it forth to do. Amen and amen. For those of you who are visitors with our ministry, listening in for the first time, we just want to share our announcements with you so you can, amen, know a little bit more about this mission, this ministry. Amen, in Jesus' name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, God.
Announcements for Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries with Dr. Alfreda Bradford as the pastor. Join us for 30 minutes of prayer on Facebook Live every morning, Monday through Fridays at 5 a.m. in Jesus' name. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Meet us for a spiritual breakfast for champions, Monday through Saturdays at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call 914-205-5423 or just visit us at blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership to connect. Sunday fellowship services. Every Sunday at 12 o'clock noon on Block Talk Radio. The lines are open at 11:30 for praise and worship. The Hour of Power prayer line, Monday through Fridays at 12 noon and then back at 9 p.m. The telephone number is 385-799-9729. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Bring your own praise party every other Friday night at 9 p.m. Singing, reading, praise reports, having a good time in the Lord. Bible study every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Don't forget to bring your Bibles and your notebooks. Just call the prayer line number and we will be there. Lord's willing. Dr. Alfreda B., mentors on Media TV, live streaming every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7 a.m. and 8 p.m. Find us on Apple Fire TV, Roku TV, YouTube, Apple TV, and Google TV. Find us under the ICN Impact Network channel. We ask that you would please like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and all the social media outlets. Our mailing address is Life Word Jesus, Kingdom Ministries, P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. You can email us your praise reports and your prayer requests at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. We ask that you would visit us on our website at lifewordjesus.org. And while you are there, please click the donate button to sow a generous seed offering today. Thank you, and God bless.
Amen, amen, amen. Those are our announcements. Please govern yourselves accordingly. And we do have another announcement for our Christmas. We are celebrating our 11 years anniversary for this ministry in December. And we're going to have a Christmas fellowship dinner giving tribute to all of our lovely and faithful ministry partners. Amen. So that's going to take place on Sunday, December the 19th. At the Swan Waterfall Room, 2015 Front Street at the Snyder Plaza. Amen. On the 19th, amen, at 5 p.m. So please visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. You can purchase your tickets there. Amen. And you also have time to place an ad in our souvenir journey journal. Amen. It's a keepsake, a journal that people keep forever. Amen. So you can place your service, your business, amen, your, amen, whatever you want to say, amen. You can take some space in the journal, amen. And the cutoff date for the journal is the 20th of November. All right. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Amen. These are our announcements. Amen. We want to thank you. Amen. For your faithful contributions today. Amen. Your donations to the ministry to keep the ministry moving forward. Amen. The gospel is free, but it takes money to do ministry. And we bless you. Amen. For your faithful giving. All right. That's it for the day. Lord's willing. Amen. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. Lord's willing. Amen. Facebook Live, 30 minutes. Amen. Of exhortation and prayer. Amen. And then for our spiritual breakfast at 6 p.m. Amen. And to God be all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you again, Minister Joanne Thurman. Amen. For presiding on today. We thank God for you. Amen. And to everybody under the sound of my voice, amen. Father God, we pray your blessings on us as we continue to move forward in this afternoon. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow, accidents, incidents, calamities. No weapon formed against us will prosper. Every tongue that rises in judgment, it is already condemned. We say thank you that we will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. And we say thank you, Father God, for confirming the purpose for which you have created us. The purpose for which we was born in our mother's womb. We know it was not a mistake in your kingdom. We thank you for confirming it finally. And our soul says yes to your will and yes to your way. Now unto him was able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the Lord bless you and keep you. And the Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. And the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. Hallelujah. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of kings, and he is the Lord of lords. Amen, 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 everybody. La-di-da-di, everybody. Have a beautiful, beautiful, blessed day on today and the remainder of your weekend. Amen, amen. Love you.
My soul, Savior. My soul.
Come on, Jenoa, just sing it with me.
My soul says,
when you call me, I will answer. Oh, my Lord, please teach me how to know your ways.
Can I take it again?
Where you lead me, I will follow. When you call me, I will answer. Oh, my Lord, please teach me to know your way. Whatever it takes, whenever you want, what moment you choose, whatever you plan, oh my Lord, let your will be done in me. So be my God, be my light, be my way, be my will. Oh my Lord, please lay your.
Let me take it again.
So be my light and be my guide, be my way, be my way.